just have to let him fill his commitments and not get any more. The next thing I have in mind, I would not object to somebody out of government like Dean Acheson, who was working on this pause plan number two, and who is a man of some stature in this country and who is regarded as friendly to the government. And I would like for you to tell him, if you thought it was all right, that I would hope that he could do it if you felt it were necessary. Mm-hmm. Looks like to me that we are recognizing it, giving it a notoriety and a billing that we ought to. I think we build up a good many of these things.
Right. I've had some further talks with David Bruce since I last talked with you. And
does he recommend this?
I think we agree here that the reaction to Ball's going would be that we build it up too much. It's too panicky and sort of.
Yeah, it sure is overreaction.
Yeah, that's right. Now David Bruce does say that we're going to be bitterly criticized by our own and by them over there, and that the British government has been appealing for help here, and that Michael Stewart feels that that the American case will go by default if someone isn't of stature isn't there to do it.
What's Stewart going to do?
Well, he's taking part.
Well, I say, isn't he going to point out that we've tried these 13 things and that we want to sit down at the conference table? Is that what's going to be Stewart's position?
Yes. Well, I think actually the government's a little panicky over there at the moment.
It's capable of that, you know. I thought Lester Pearson did us a very unkind thing this morning with Shastry. Says that we ought to have a pause.
What would you, the only official that I would think we...
I'm against officials.
You're against any officials?
I told Mac a month ago, I said, Mac, we don't want to have a... You might get by with Bill Fulbright. Or someone of that type.
Right.
That was a Rhodes Scholar and it's regarded highly, but the hell of it is, he makes these damn fool statements like Truman ought to resign presidency or something like that when he votes, and he's liable to make a big, wide open one.
Yeah.
But it's a legislative official, and it's not the government.
Right.
And I would consider that. I think to get him in it might be all right, but. I wouldn't look with favor on that. Acheson would be good, or someone of his stripe that is a good speaker.
Right.
Clark Clifford, I don't think he knows enough about it, but I think that Acheson would be excellent. Now, who else do we have of that general stature?
I thought about Lodge, but I don't think this is something that Lodge ought to do at this point.
Well, he's pretty good. Lodge is pretty good, things like that. I think he'd be an authority on it. And I'm not sure that it wouldn't, I think that's a good thought. I think Lodge speaks well, debates well. And
he's not an official at the present.
He's not an official and he knows that situation. And he has the facts. I think I'd rate Lodge first and Acheson second. And we're going to need to use Lodge a little bit now because he's going to be hitting up.
Let me see what I can do on that.
See what Bruce says about it. I have great respect for Bruce's judgment, but I'm really shocked that he think Ball ought to come.
Well,
because he's got better judgment.
This is running like a prairie fire over there. Because he's, I think the thing has made a difference to Bruce. And he says, on balance, I mean, he's not wild about this at all, but he says that the thing that makes a big difference is that Michael Stewart has pressed very hard and that this is a... government has pushed us very hard to get somebody to speak to the American position.
Well, I think Lodge would be excellent from several standpoints. They couldn't raise hell because he's been a consultant.
Right.
And they couldn't raise hell thus in this country because it wouldn't be the government.
Right. Well, let me see what I can do on that.
Okay. Right.